This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The nation is celebrating the 77th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The ceremony commenced with the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he led the nation in paying tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy with the chief guests of the parade, the President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, and the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. The national flag was unfurled, followed by the national anthem, with a 21-gun salute using 105mm light field guns. The Republic Day parade at Kartavya Path today highlighted a unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess. The theme this year is Swatantrata Ka Mantra Vande Mataram and Samriddhi Ka Mantra Atmanirbhar Bharat. 30 W's from various states, union territories and central government ministries and departments were displayed during the parade. Reports of Republic Day celebrations have also come in from states and abroad. Thousands of artists came together along Kartavya Path during Republic Day celebrations this morning and performed a choreographed dance to the tune of national song Vande Mataram, highlighting its 150th anniversary. Around 2,500 artists representing different states and dressed in colourful attire showcased India's rich cultural diversity through folk and classical forms. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India celebrated the Republic Day with great enthusiasm and pride. In a social media post, he said the magnificent parade at Kartavya Path showcased the strength of the country's democracy, the richness of heritage and the unity that binds the nation together. The Prime Minister said the parade showcased India's formidable security apparatus, reflecting the nation's preparedness, technological capability an unwavering commitment to safeguarding its citizens. India has called the presence of European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen at the Republic Day celebrations a milestone in India-EU relations. In a social media post, the External Affairs Ministry said the guests witnessed the Republic Day parade alongside President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today announced that the government is working to ensure 100% procurement of pulses, including tuwar, masoor and urad at the minimum support price to guarantee fair returns to farmers. He said this while interacting with the farmers specially invited by the government on the occasion of the 77th Republic Day in New Delhi. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Union Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat today inaugurated the six-day National Culture and Tourism Festival Bharat Parv 2026 at Red Fort in New Delhi. During the event, Mr. Birla said that this festival will serve as a platform in strengthening India's cultural heritage. Speaking on the occasion, Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat noted that through this festival, visitors will gain a deeper understanding of country's traditions, folk arts, crafts, cuisines and tourism destinations. In Philippines, a ferry carrying more than 350 people on board sank in the southern part of the country this morning. The ferry was travelling from Zamboanga to Jolo Island in Sulu province with 332 registered passengers and 27 crew members. Till now, 317 people have been rescued, 18 bodies have been recovered so far, while 24 are still missing. In the Women's Premier League, WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians were 62-1 in 8.3 overs against Royal Challengers Bengaluru at BCA Stadium in Vadodara when reports last came in. RCB won the toss and elected to field. On Saturday, Delhi Capitals defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 7 wickets at the same venue. And that is the end of this news bulletin.